Lady Margaret and sweet William, two lovers brave and true, till one sad day a bitter quarrel for aid did part the two. Sweet William sought some other love, Lady Margaret seldom smiled. William was found at social board, Lady Margaret none beguiled. But all reports they grew apace, sweet William now would wed with a dark-eyed miss or a lady fair. He loved Lady Margaret still for said. Sweet William rose early one morn, singing merrily, when his brother walked into the room, saying, I would talk with thee. Tell me the story of the love betwixt Lady Margaret and thee. What caused you to part? Was she to blame? With her favors was she too free? No harm I know of Lady Margaret, he said. I hope she knows none of me. For tomorrow morn, ere 8 o'clock, another my bride will be. Lady Margaret was combing up her hair, 'twas in her chamber high. She spied sweet William and his bride as they to the church drew nigh. She threw down her ivory comb and tossed back her hair, and from the room Lady Margaret came. Nevermore was she seen there. The day being gone, and come the night when most men are asleep, sweet William spied Lady Margaret's ghost standing at his bed feet. And how do you like your bed, said she, and how do you like your sheet, and how do you like the fair lady that lies in your arms asleep? Very well do I like my bed, said he, very well do I like my sheet, but better do I like the fair lady that is standing at my bed feet. The night being gone, and come the day when most men are awake, sweet William said he was troubled in his head by a dream before daybreak. He called his weary waiting maids by one, by two, by three, and then at last with his bride's consent, Lady Margaret he went to see. He went unto her parlor door, where he knocked till he made a din, but none so ready as his own dear brother to arise and let him in. Is Lady Margaret in the parlor, he said, or is she in the hall, or is she in her chamber high amongst the gay ladies all? And Lady Margaret is not in the parlor, he said, she is neither in the hall, but she is in her coffin now, and laying by the wall. Tear down those milk-white sheets, they are made of silk so fine, and let me kiss Lady Margaret's cheek, for oft time she has kissed mine. First he kissed her once rosy cheeks, and next was her dimpled chin. The last he kissed was her clay-cold lips, which pierced his heart within. Tear down those milk-white sheets, they are made of silk so fine. Today they hang around Lady Margaret's corpse, and tomorrow they will hang around mine. Lady Margaret died of pure, pure love, of sorrow sweet William died. They're buried in one burying ground, both together side by side. Out of her grave grew one red rose, out of his grew a green briar. They grew up to the old church top, and they could not grow any higher. They grew in a twining true lovers knot, the rose and the greenbrier. They grew in a twining true lovers knot, the rose and the greenbrier.